Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. This is your boy, Logan. So, today's podcast is going to be very, very small and relatively short. I'm just going to be giving my thoughts on the MW3 beta, considering the fact that I haven't really talked about Call of Duty at all. And I just wanted to give my thoughts on it for you guys. So I'm not even going to put the link tree or anything in the description today. I'm just going to make this a simple, quick, you know, this is my thoughts. So, first of all, I did not pre-order Modern Warfare 3. I played the beta for free, and this is the first year in a long time that I have not pre-ordered a Call of Duty game, because I simply do not and refuse to buy a game that I am not 100% confident is going to actually be good at launch. So that's the first thing I need to say. Second thing, the beta was actually pretty good. Now, with that being said, I still don't trust this game because it's Call of Duty and Activision. But let's go over what was good. The maps. Now, this is a given considering the fact that all the maps that we were playing on were MW2 remastered maps. So it's not shocking to me that the maps were good because they were good back in the day. So that one, I don't even really rank because, you know, it's already content that we've played on in a past COD. The movement system in this game is so good and so smooth. Basically, it makes all the other Modern Warfare games look like fucking trash. And while I enjoy Cold War, it doesn't make Cold War look good either. So the movement system was really good in this game. The guns were pretty solid in this game. I would say, you know, they need to balance a few of them, you know, like, for instance, some of the snipers, I think, were having, like, hit marker problems and stuff. I think that they should definitely boost off the NCW in terms of damage, because that gun, in my opinion, you know, lost a lot more gunfights than it needed to. And that's the gun I used the most in the beta. And then I used the, I think it was called the Bass P or something like that. It was a battle rifle. It was fully automatic. Essentially, an M4 version of, you know, a battle rifle, and it would fucking shred it. I might even use that gun more, if they don't, you know, raise the MCW's, damage levels. But the time to kill I personally enjoyed. Now, I know a lot of people, you know, they're used to the Modern Warfare, like, super quick and fast, time to kill, but I have to, you know, put this out there. I am more of a Black Ops fan. I've always been a fan of the longer hit markers, than, you know, the very quick stuff. I enjoyed it in Cold War, and of course I enjoy it here, so big plus on that. But yeah, so the maps were good, the movement was good, the guns were good, the perks were good, and I like how they set up the perks this time around. I also like how they, did their field upgrades and their tacticals and lethals. So in MW2, the battle stimulant or battle rage was used as a lethal in this game, as opposed to an equipment piece like in MW2, which I think is a better place for it, because in my opinion, it's not worth that, you know, it's not worth that gear slot. The perks are literally just switched up between fucking boots, gloves, and, you know, shit like that. It's essentially perks, they're just giving them a different name, so in my opinion, doesn't really matter. There's also this new vest feature, which, you know, gives you essentially, like, other perks, like faster reload and stuff like that. So, you know, that's also, you know, in the game. But yeah, I would have to say overall this beta was very enjoyable. However, let's talk about the bad things about the beta, which make all of these good, positive things that were changed in the game that makes this game 10 times better. I gotta say, this is the best Call of Duty game I've played in a long time. But these negatives make it just as bad as all the other Call of Duties. Skill-based matchmaking. I will literally go into a game of the beta, fucking shred, then the next game playing CDL players. It's very similar to previous CODs, if not even a little bit worse. So if you're someone that hates the skill-based matchmaking, I hate to break it to you, it is back in this game, and it might even be a little bit stronger. So that's the first thing. The second thing, the spawns. My fucking lord, are the spawns in this game so egregious. The amount of times I spawned in and died from a sniper round out of fucking nowhere, or spawning in the middle of the map where there's a bunch of gunfights going on. Yeah, not exactly the funnest thing in the world. So that is one of the major things that they needed to change. But those were like the two major things that I had a problem with. Spawns and skill-based matchmaking. Now, between now and launch, they could fix the skill-based matchmaking and take it out of the game completely, but we know they aren't gonna fucking do that. And the spawns, in my opinion, is a pretty easy fix. Now, the thing you have to understand, guys, is the fact that we're talking about Call of Duty here, okay? For once, they actually have a solid game, unlike MW2 and all these other games in the past that we played the beta, we were like, okay, there needs to be a lot of fixes. This game actually has a shot of being a very good COD, but they need to fix the skill-based matchmaking, and they need to fix the fucking spawns. You fix those two things, this game could sell like hotcakes, this could be one of the most well-received Call of Duties in a long fucking time. Yes, even more than Cold War, as much as I love that game. I think this game could be better. Now, obviously, we haven't played the campaign. We haven't, you know, fully played the zombies mode or seen everything zombies has to offer, and despite people not exactly being on board with it right now, that could change once it actually drops. I know the first thing I'll be doing is doing the campaign as per usual, and if for some reason I pre-order between now and when the game comes out, I'll probably have the campaign done a week early, and then I can jump into zombies, which is what I'm gonna do first and foremost, because, you know, I would have already played the beta and understand the simplistics of multiplayer and the, you know, levels and stuff carry over between the two anyways, but I will jump into zombies and see what zombies has to offer first and foremost. So, the thing about this game, guys, is I don't know when I want to buy it. I don't know if I want to wait till Christmas. I don't know if I want to get it at launch. I don't know, because the game itself is good, but with the skill-based matchmaking, the spawns and stuff, I'm very concerned, and we're talking about Activision here, and they have a very fucking bad history of fucking these games over so bad. So, you know, I'm very skeptical as to what I want to do with COD. For the first time in a long time, like, Call of Duty's not on top of my radar. Spider-Man 2 comes out later this week. I bought a PS5, what, fucking 3-4 days ago? I bought a PS5 on last Friday, and I'm now just waiting for the game to come out this Friday, so I can play that game and review that. That's the game right now that's on my radar. Not Call of Duty, Spider-Man 2. And Spider-Man 2 comes out on the 20th, Call of Duty comes out, like, early November, so it's, you know, within a few weeks of each other, but the point is that right now, Call of Duty's not on my radar, which is very, you know, shocking, because most of the time, Call of Duty's the number one game on my radar at this time of the year. Now, after playing the beta, I'm confident that this game will be better than Modern Warfare 3. I am confident about that, and I can say that, but I am not sure if it is actually going to be the best game. And that is what I'm very unsure about, because, I mean, while it's good, I don't know if it's going to long-term be better. Now, if there's one thing that I can say, by the time you get to Season 6 of any Call of Duty, the game actually starts to feel fucking good, but it's very sad, because the fact that you have to wait till Season 6 for the game to feel complete or playable is fucking ludicrous. And let me tell you guys something. When it came to Black Ops Cold War, in my opinion, while that game launched with the least amount of maps out of every Call of Duty recently, by Season 6, that game felt amazing. I still play Cold War to this day, because of how good it is out of recent CODs. Now, sure, I go back, I play BO2, I play Black Ops 1, I go back and play the old Call of Duties and their campaigns and stuff, but they are like a blast from the past, a nostalgia trip. I don't go back and play old Call of Duties on the consistent, because they're just super old, right? They are outdated. Cold War isn't. Cold War is the best medium for me, anyways, to play old Call of Duty in modern day. Cold War, in my opinion, is the best way to do that. Now, let's also ask the question, do I enjoy Modern Warfare 2019 better, or do I enjoy Modern Warfare 2 better? And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, Modern Warfare 2019. And the reason for that, I mean, while I think MW2's campaign was better than Modern Warfare 2019, because it had a little bit more focus, the multiplayer, not as fun. And I enjoy the special operations missions a lot better than I enjoy DMZ, which is crazy to think, because I play more DMZ than I do MW2 multiplayer. But it is what it is. So, that is my thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, on the Modern Warfare 3 beta, and a little bit on Call of Duty as a whole. Call of Duty could make a good game this year. This could be the best Call of Duty that we've had in years. But now it's up to Activision and it's up to Sledgehammer to fix the things that we actually need fixed, such as spawns, such as skill-based matchmaking, and really, that's all the community's asking for right now, is those two major changes. There's one other one there, but I forgot what the fuck it was, but those two are the main changes. And if they can change those, then I think there will be a lot more people inclined to buy this Call of Duty, despite it literally being a $70 DLC to the previous chapter installment. But I have to say, I did have fun with the beta. I did have fun with it, but I won't sit here and say that I'm the most hyped for it, because I'm not. That's the reality. But thank you very much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed, and I'll catch you all in the next one.